Southeast Asia ready for what's coming? A daring rescue in a high-security area means prayer warriors are needed. And when somebody says, what does the body of Christ look like? Well, the answer might surprise even you. That story and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. IS is often described as a cancer that's metastasizing or spreading to new places. Now, it's not only the Middle East that's dealing with them, it's also Southeast Asia. Open Doors President and CEO David Curry says Indonesia's the new target.
They've arrested 12 citizens from East Java for their involvement in ISIS. 500 Indonesians have gone to the Middle East to fight with ISIS. These kinds of things are trackers that you could see that there's a subset of that population that is very extremist.
In fact, 2 months ago,
the U.S. Embassy issued a security alert on hotels and banks, U.S. associated facilities in Surabaya, because they see ISIS popping up as a threat in Indonesia.
Persecution isn't new to Indonesia's Christians, but with IS's presence, it's expected to ramp up significantly.
Pray for the churches and the Christians there. There are strong Christian churches in Indonesia, people who love Jesus, who want to worship and be the salt and light in that community.
Next, the stories are beginning to emerge from Assyrian Christians who were released by Islamic State terrorists. One man we'll call Robert says they were all told to convert, pay the tax, leave, or die. They were released because they weren't fighting IS, but they were told if they were captured again, they'd be killed. They're leaving for Lebanon. Food for the Hungry's helping IS victims with physical and spiritual relief. Read Robert's full story and support FH through a link at missionnews.org. This is Mission Network News. Well, prayers have been answered in a closed Asian nation. After spending days in shackles, a Reach Global missionary has just been released. During 4 days of his imprisonment, the missionary was fed just small amounts of rice. He's been safely reunited with his family, but according to Reach Global, more prayer is needed. Pray for the protection of national Christians who helped get this man out of there. They've put their lives and their families in danger. Meanwhile, imagine coming face-to-face with the daughters of women who've been trapped in human trafficking. What do you see? Now compare it to what India Partners' Jennifer Heacock experienced recently at the Anandale Safe House.
They were so much fun, and they are so full of joy and Jesus there. I've been seeing their pictures and hearing their stories for 2 years, and to spend time with them one-on-one and get to know them was just amazing.
India Partners' Child Sponsorship Program is connecting at-risk kids with food, shelter, clothing, and education, and most importantly, the truth of Christ.
They're just surrounded by the love of Jesus, and Jesus is taught as the one and the way. They get to see Jesus's love in a tangible way. Real weight, and that changes their life.
You can make a difference like this for $35 a month. Find the links you need at missionnews.org. And what does the body of Christ look like? For Family Christian Stores, it looks like a ripple effect. U.S. Christians buy products that help spiritual growth. Family Christian gives the profit from those sales to ministries reaching people for Christ. On a recent mission trip to Guatemala, Family Christian's Nick DeGraff saw this process firsthand.
There's such a widespread effect that happens, you know, through everybody donating or purchasing through Family Christian. And the money is going towards building houses, repairing them, and then the food for the feeding clinics.
Pray America is Family Christian's partner in the region. They're sharing the gospel through both word and deed.
It's so amazing to see the amount of work being done, you know, and almost so quietly as it goes on in Guatemala.
Get the full story at our website. Make sure you tune in next week as we uncover a miracle that occurred during this trip. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN has a page on Facebook. Just search for Mission Network News to find us. When you join, you'll get news, regular behind-the-scenes messages, video updates, and be the first to hear about special offers. Links to our Facebook page at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.